Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Orlando at the Surfaces Advisory Council meeting, and I'm with Carrie Seifert, who is the president of Diversified Flooring Design Center. Carrie, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's good to work with you, helping surfaces determine what they're going to do from an education standpoint next year. You know, you and I were talking a little while ago, and you said something, and I wanted to catch up with you on it. But before we get to that, just a little bit more background on Diversified Flooring Design Center. You're in New Smyrna Beach, and you're obviously a retail store with one location, right?
Two locations, Kemp.
Two locations.
And a mobile service.
And one of the things that I like about the way you position yourself, I mean, it's in your name. You sell flooring by focusing on design, don't you?
Absolutely, Kemp. Today's market, today's trend, if you don't have design be part of your business, you're going to probably miss the boat. One decision makes the next. Anybody in their world knows that today's decision maker is the female, and her home is a reflection of her. It's very important to her to have the right person to hold her hand through the experience. I know when I did this 20 years ago, it was very difficult for me to have to go from place to place. I knew with three children, a husband, and a demanding job, if I could simplify my life, I could simplify anybody. So I brought all the entities into my own business. So one decision leading to the next. We all know the kitchen's the hub of the house. The countertop is the eye candy. It will make the flooring decision, verify the cabinet, and pick up the base and paint choices automatically.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you sell all those products?
Absolutely, Kemp.
All right, so how's business down in New Smyrna Beach, Florida?
Business has definitely grown. We're seeing a rise. We have seen it for the last 2 years. We project that 2015 is going to be another increase. When you sell things such as cabinets, countertops, paint, wallpaper, window treatments, floors, door, area rugs, color carnation, furniture, appliances, and design, you guys know I've said that before, you've got a lot of ideas. And if you don't have it in one section, you may pick it up in another.
How many square feet are your locations?
The main design center, which I am out of, is 7,214 square feet. Our piggyback store is 3,900, and our mobile showroom is just a van. For the people that can't get out, we'll bring it to you.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said something earlier, and this is the reason I wanted to interview you. You have five questions that you ask the consumer that kind of pre-qualifies them. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Certainly, Kim. The one biggest thing is I want to know what their expectation is. I mean, everybody's going to have a budget. Everybody's going to have a family size. And how long are you going to be in this house? If you're going to make a quick flip, you're probably not going to want to expend your budget. If you're going to do something that you want to turn it around quickly, if you're doing this for your family's sake, if you're doing it for a rental, all these things make a decision on cost. Cost is going to be somewhat of the driving force on how people are going to buy and what they're going to buy and how long they're going to buy it for. So I want to know their expectations. How long are they in the home? What are their budgets? And how big are their family size? I'll even get down and personal about how many dogs they have. Once they find a person that cares about them and their integrity or their family, it's an automatic buy, Kemp.
All right, so you do ask questions specific around how they use their home, the number of kids they have, the pets they have, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If I can get personal with them, Kemp, once I get to that personal level, they've got a source that they can trust. You'll never buy from anybody that you don't trust.
So once you've pre-qualified them, then you hand them off. One of the things you were telling me is based on that pre-qualification, you kind of get a read on where they're coming from. And then based on what you learn, you give them to a different type of salesperson. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Kemp. Most of the people in our business that sell are females. When I came into it years ago, it was a male formula. And our dynamics have changed. Again, I've said it before, today's buyer's the female. Her home is the reflection of her. If she cannot be understood, she cannot be bought or sold, bottom line. So I'm going to use the tools that I know to qualify them. And from there, I'm going to marry them up with the right salesperson because everybody's got a different personality. And if you can get those personalities to click, you've already got a winning situation.
Now, do you reward your salespeople with commission, or is it just base pay? Talk about that, if you would.
As a matter of fact, Kemp, it goes both ways. I've got people that are on commission, and I've got them on salary. It depends. When they start, it's usually a salary until their confidence gets grown up to a commission salesperson. Some people want the security of salary. To be quite honest, I'll let them make the decision because they know what's bringing them peace, and when they're peaceful, so am I.
All right, now, when it comes to installation, this is another topic everybody's tuned in now. When it comes to installation, are you arm's length or are your installers employees?
As a matter of fact, Kemp, really funny that you said that. That is also a split level. I've got employees that actually work for me and are pay-based employees, and then I have subcontractors that are 1099. Again, when they're comfortable, so am I.
All right, great. Well, it's good to catch up with you. I knew this would be interesting to our listeners. Again, I've been talking to Carrie Seifert, who's president of Diversified Flooring and Design Center in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.